Money Talk. This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on the combined index of 8 core industries ICI data for November 2025. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Namaskar and welcome to Money Talk. Today we focus on one of the most closely watched indicators of industrial health in India, the combined index of 8 core industries, often called the backbone of our industrial sector. To help us understand how this index is compiled, why policymakers and markets track it so closely, and what it tells us about India's growth story, we have with us today Shubhamoy Bhattacharya, senior economist who has been closely studying India's core sectors and industrial performances. Thank you, Shubhamoy, for joining us in Money Talk, and a warm welcome to the show.
Happy to be with you, Rajesh.
Shubhamoy, what are these 8 core industries, and how do they gauge the industrial output, help in overall industrial growth, GDP growth, investment cycles, employment trends, and even tax revenues?
To put it simply, any industry which is in the manufacturing sector we're talking about would need at least one or the other elements from this core sector constituent. What the reason why it's looked at is because the constituents of this core, which is steel, petroleum, cement, coal, electricity,
natural gas,
petroleum, all of these basically are, as you can see, the raw materials based on which any industry runs. So how they perform, what is their trend going ahead, tells us two things. One is that what is the demand of the downstream industry? Say, for instance, a paper industry. That depends very heavily on electricity. So, and electricity, supposing the electricity electricity production comes, there's some problem there, then the downstream paper industry will be affected. Similarly, if petroleum or natural gas gets affected, then that would have a cascading effect across a wide range of industries. So one is that we look at the core industry's performance to see that whether they are ticking along, just like, you know, like you do a heartbeat or you do a blood check of a patient to see whether the person's metabolism is right. And the second part of it is that the performance of this also tells us how well the other sectors will perform. So just as, again, taking the human example, if you see that the blood pressure is right, if you see that blood sugar is right, if you see that the person's other vital elements are right, you can then guess that this person will also be having a good appetite, the person will be growing naturally or will be able to work naturally. So it essentially tells you a lot, just as it tells these indicators, tells us a lot about the person's health. Similarly, the core sector tells us about the health of the economy.
So are there any weightages given to each sector? For example, one sector carry a higher weight than the other?
There are, and these weights depend on what, again, to take the temperature, the health parable of, because that's easier to understand, that which is more important to understand the person's point of health from which point of view we are looking at it. So if we are looking at a, say, an economy's ability to produce, say, lots of electrical goods, then obviously the electricity sector, how it is performing, would be a very important yardstick to do look at. Similarly, if we are looking at, for instance, the performance of the steel sector, the downstream automobile sector, then we would be looking at what the steel performance is, what is the quantity of production in the steel. So each of those weightages actually reflect what is the nature of the downstream economy further ahead. So if, for instance, in India, the steel sector, for instance, has got a lot of the steel in the core sector gets a lot of weightage because it is something which affects a lot of downstream industries ranging from automobile to shipbuilding. Everything depends on steel. So therefore, that is a very significant determinant of how the economy would be behaving and how it would be going ahead. Yes.
Okay. This index is often described as a lead indicator, as you also mentioned, of the index of the industrial production and indirectly of GDP growth. Can you explain in practical terms how movements in the combined index tend to precede or mirror broader economic growth trends?
Right, Rajesh. So let's again looking back at a human being's health. If I see today that the person is reporting fine health, but his blood test shows that there's a problem of, say, the white blood cells not being at a particular level or the red blood cells dipping, then that can tell us that this person is probably going in for some sort of a disease. Now, that same challenge comes along when we look at the core sector performance. The core sector data tells us when it's doing well that the economy is performing well. And if there are certain elements of the core sector which we see are not doing well, then that becomes the word that you use, the leading indicator, that becomes an indicator, leading indicator of where the stress would be coming up in the economy. And so therefore it becomes what the importance of those indicators are, that just as a doctor prescribes medicines to a patient, similarly the leading indicators help the policymakers decide on policies which should be there to help the economy do better, which means how to make that particular element of the core do better going ahead. Okay. For instance, one of the things that is not talked about right now, but will be talked about very soon, is that of critical minerals. But critical minerals, as you can see, and as the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, becoming the vital building block of our renewable energy sector. It's also the vital building block of almost anything that we can think of, ranging from semiconductors to something like even battery. Now, all of those, now they depend on how the critical minerals perform. But critical minerals, as of now, we don't have a yardstick. And these, as we speak, the government and the policymakers are in the process of developing a yardstick to bring critical minerals production data or critical minerals import data or whatever.
As part
of the core industry data to give us a better sense of how the core sector is doing. Because then that can avoid any shock developing for us going ahead 5 months or 6 months down the line, and we can take ameliorative steps.
So when we see strong growth in the combined index over 7 months, as you gave the analogy, you know, that means if anything is lacking in your blood, then that means some kind of a problem is coming up. So how is the job creation in the economy and the investment sentiment reflected through the combined index over several months?
Right. So what we see is that, again, we are using the word health several times. So health of the economy, health of the body, all of these are very significant determinants. I mean, do the same thing, that they tell us how the economy is performing. So if the core sector production tends to go in a shock, then we can be fairly sure that going down the line, in a few months from there, the overall industrial sector, manufacturing sector, will also get the shock reflected on their bottom lines. And automatically, when that happens, then you would find the industry is trying to cut back employment. You would find growth trends weakening up. You would find our exports performing less robustly than one would expect. So all the problems that can happen a few months down the line, the core sector data is a very good tapping point to ensure that information comes to us early. So it's therefore, there's no surprise that when the core sector data comes up in an economy, economists look at that very carefully. Having said that, since, as we have seen, this is a very specialized and a very technical range of numbers which come up every month, core sector performance, month-to-month changes do not indicate anything just like, say, certain person going down or up. So to make it simple, for instance, if a person, you would have seen that when somebody goes for a blood pressure test, a doctor, the smart doctor, doesn't depend just only on one blood pressure test. He takes several measures in a matter of few minutes to get a correct assessment of whether the person really has a high blood pressure or a low blood pressure. Takes several data. Similarly, core sector data of 1 month, supposing if it is showing a weaker tendency, doesn't really mean that the economy has immediately become weaker. One has to wait for a couple of months for that data to sort of, you know, fall into a pattern. And then, only then, do policymakers take steps or consider it, whether it's a downturn or whether it's an upturn. This is very important because core sector data often, there's a lot of reportage which often comes. And in fact, through Akashvani, we should dispel that sort of a tendency to think, oh, the core sector data has gone down, so it's therefore means bad immediately. Or the core sector data has gone up, so it means something good is immediately happening. And people tend to get very surprised. In fact, since a large, and this is very important, particularly because so many of our investors, young people now investing in the stock market. And when they investing in the stock market, they tend to often take a one-to-one calibration. Oh, if the core sector is going down, then that means aluminium companies will not be doing well. Or if the core sector has suddenly shown a good result, then a coal company will be doing well. You know, that sort of correlation doesn't happen. Experts are able to make those differences, And those differences are important for us, especially for young investors to understand.
So when you say that growth slows or turns negative, what early warning signals does that send to policymakers, businesses, or banks about the state of the economy?
Yeah, as I said, the core sector data, I mean, an equivalence of this core sector data is something which the Reserve Bank of India comes out with every fortnight, which is called the money market indicators. Now, that money market indicator is the financial equivalent of the core sector data. In that, we can see how the growth of credit has panned out in the last 15 days, how the growth of credit has gone to particular sectors. But you would find that the governor of the Reserve Bank or the deputy governors don't change their policy positions. The popular program that you run, Market Mantra, where you often discuss the Monetary Policy Committee report, right. You would say, you see every 45 days, they do not look at the core changes in the money supply as an immediate thing to immediately to respond to. They take time to understand, to evaluate. Similarly, out here, for the core sector data, the experts also therefore take their time to figure out what is the trend happening rather than look at 1 month's data to sort of, you know, get a sense of what is happening. And that's very necessary because it gives stability. So the short point is that it has to be measured every month. It has to be measured very carefully. Mm. But the reading of how the core sector data should be done is something that should take more than a month. And that is how experts actually make their estimates.
So this leads me to ask you, is there a sector-wise dynamics inside the index? For example, how critical are electricity and refinery products compared to, say, fertilizers or natural gas?
So that, for instance, in India, fertilizers are a very important part of the core sector data. But supposing if you're looking at, say, an economy like the USA, fertilizers may not be that important because the weightage of agriculture in the US economy is much lower. But for India, agriculture is a very substantial part of our economy. So fertilizer production, how is it happening and how is it panning out, is an important determinant of what will happen to agriculture going ahead, for instance, in any season, so Kharif season or the Rabi season. Before that, how is the supply of fertilizers panning out? How will that affect? But again, the interesting thing is, it's important that fertilizer production should peak just before farmers take to the field, because then they can get adequate supply of fertilizer. But after they have taken to the fields, the demand for fertilizer naturally comes down. So you would see a dip in the production of fertilizer. Now, that doesn't mean that the core sector data will weaken, but doesn't necessarily mean that the economy is on a bad footing. It simply means that at that stage, there is not much of demand naturally because the fertilizer has already been applied in the field and the farmers don't need the fertilizers to, again, in every month in the same quantity. So it's a seasonal fluctuation.
Okay.
Steel, for instance, has a longer fluctuation. Power supply, for instance, electricity you talked about, that has a fluctuation between summers and winters. Typically in winters, there are not too many electrical items going along. In the summers, there's a huge spike in the demand for not just of air conditioners, but of every other thing, including coolers and everything. So the demand for power shoots up. So that affects the data on the core sector, but doesn't necessarily mean that the weaker supply of power, for instance, in December or in November, you'd find that daily power supply is about, across the country, is about 190 gigawatt. Now, 190 gigawatt, somebody might see, my God, and why is it so low? Mm. But in the summers, it'll go up to 250 gigawatt, because that is a demand differential that is necessary. Okay. So those make those differences.
So lastly, Shubhimai, do you think the current set of 8 sectors fully capture the evolving structure of India's growth story? Or is there a case to revisit the composition or weights to reflect newer drivers, such as what you mentioned a while back, renewables or advanced manufacturing?
Right, exactly. I mean, critical minerals is one thing which is, I mean, the work is already there to try to bring it into the core sector data. There'll be others that will be going along. I suppose we will have more as not just minerals, but possibly also the production of chips. Maybe that might also come in the core sector data at some stage. So these are some things on which work and study is already happening.
Okay.
And you would find, I'm sure through Akashvani, we'll get to hear those developments as and when they happen.
Shubhimai, thank you for sharing such clear and insightful perspective on how the combined index of 8 core industries helps us read the pulse of India's growth. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on the combined index of 8 core industries, ICI data, for November 2025. The participants were Shubhimai Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Money Talk.